Yeah, there's the final whistle, and St Noel's are the Donegal Intermediate Champions for 2019 with a huge effort in the closing 10 minutes. They have taken victory here by a goal. 110 to 10 points is the final score in this tie, and St Noel's are heading back to senior football as they go in as Intermediate Champions for this year. Let's recap on the game. The story of the first half. Well, after the opening half hour, there was 2 points in it. At the break, St Noel's led by 1-3-4. The big score in that opening half came from Daniel Brennan on 19 minutes. We had to wait 13 minutes to get the opening couple of scores off the game. But then, after that, it was all about St Noel's. That goal from Brennan, he followed that up with a point as well. Also getting in on the score in the first half was Patter Mogan and Stuart Johnston as they led 1-3-2 points on 24 minutes. But back-to-back scores from Clohanilly, from Fitzgerald and McGarvey left it at 2 points at the break. Into the second half, and it was a case of point for point in the opening 10 minutes. But then we had three unanswered scores between the 11th minute and the 18th minute, in which Clohanilly moved in front by a point, 9 points to 1-5. McGeady, McGarvey and Ferry were the men that had Clohanilly in front at that stage. But St Noel's did not lie down. They then had three unanswered points themselves. Captain Kennelly, Mogan and Daniel Brennan to make it a 1-8-9 point game. We've seen then Sean McGarvey close the gap to just one, but the final two scores of the match for St Noel's coming from Daniel Brennan and Stephen Griffin. Two brilliantly taken scores they were as well. Brennan's from play, Griffin's from a free, and those 2 points were the scores that give St Noel's the Donegal Intermediate Championship title. Fair to say we had a cracking second half after a very, very slow start in the opening half at Brendan. There was only two scores in it at the game. Both sides fighting very, very well right to the end, but St Noel's just edging it.
Yeah, and really, really enjoyable game. Both teams gave such an honest endeavour the whole way through the game. St Noel's just could muster up enough when it mattered. They had some fantastic performances, you know, from Gavin Munreaney in goals. Thought Brendan McCall was exceptional at the full back. Drove out whenever he could with the ball and just manned the defence really well. Conor McBrearty and his two lieutenants, Martin Breslin and Michael Coughlin, formed a very solid half-back line. But the foundation for the victory was laid with the two midfielders, Lee McBrearty and Daniel Brennan, who played really well and dominated the airways when it mattered. At times, they won ball that mattered. Up front then, you know, Stuart Johnson, I thought, was fantastic. He was busy all the time on the ball, kicked a couple of scores, but was involved in a lot of the good play. Pather Morgan got into the game eventually and did really well, showed great maturity at times for a young lad, you know, and played really, really well. And then Stephen Griffin, his brother Barry Griffin, the experienced Shane Keneally, you know, Ian Campbell, who came on, they had some great performances all over the field. They can be proud down in Mount Charles, that country, so they can this evening, because that was a gutsy performance against what was a good Clohanilly team that were made to fight the whole way through. Clohanilly, you know, deserve great credit. It's the third game in 7 days. They were obviously out on their feet at the end, but they just couldn't get over the line. I think St. Noel's deserved the win on the day. Clohanilly had plenty of good performances, you know, and particularly John Fitz when he came on, I thought really looked threatening up front. But there was some massive performances across the Clohanilly team. But you can't deny that St. Noel's deserved their victory on the day. Really, really impressive performance. And fair play to Barry Meehan. You know, he's done an excellent job. They were a well-coached, well-drilled team, very fit, and kept battling to the end. And that's what you want to see your team doing. And when it really mattered, they had the wherewithal, the ability and the courage and the guts to kick the scores.
Did he make the changes at the right time then in the second half?
I think so.
Because Clohanilly started to get a grip in the game at that stage, and St Noel's had kicked three, they'd missed three opportunities before Clohanilly had hit the front in that second half.
Yeah, and sometimes that can drain a team of confidence. And you know, Barry did bring in substitutes at that stage, but it was the guys on the field, it was Shane Keneally, experience, it was Pather Morgan, the pressure free on 27 minutes, then the massive two scores from Daniel Brennan from the middle of the from Daniel Brennan, and the wonder point from Stephen Griffin with the outside of his foot. Like, they were all brilliant scores to really drive them on. Like, you know, you can't say they didn't deserve it. From the 22nd minute, they outscored Clohanilly 5-1. And that is championship winning and title winning for him, so it is.
Yeah, I see Kevin Mulhern down below us of Clohanilly is getting the man of the match awards. Congratulations to him, but it is a difficult day for the Clohanilly side, losing out in this intermediate final. And it will have the presentation very, very soon to St. Noel's, who are intermediate champions. but it's a big step up for them, Brendan, next year when you go to senior football.
A big step up for them when they go to senior football, but it's a great...
It's a great step up,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And they've obviously done a lot of work. They've a lot of good young footballers there, and they've obviously done an awful lot of great work with their underage system down there, so they have. So they'll be delighted to get in there, you know. You look at Kilcar up there, Killybegs are up there. They'll be rivals of theirs. They'll love the local local derbies that are coming up with Ardra, who retained senior status last night, Niamh Connell. Killybegs are the main part of the country next year in Division 1, or in senior championship. So, you know, a big, big step up for them. But I've no doubt, I've watched them in the under-21B final that went to a replay twice last year against Milford. And again, they showed great guts over them couple of games. But today is a massive day for the club. Congratulations, St. Noel's.
Okay, just to confirm a full-time score as well. In Tyrone, it's finished Trulloch 12 points, Errigal Kieran 2-4 in the end. A 2.1 for Trulloch. They're county champions, senior champions in Tyrone for the first time since 2015. The rain continues to come down here in McCool Park in Ballybuffet, but the St. Noel's players, management and supporters will not mind the rain at all, because they're going to lift the Cahill McLaughlin Cup here very, very soon, just down below us in the stand area here, underneath the press area, because they are champions for 2019. They have taken victory against Clonhanely by a goal and 10 to 10 points. I suppose the difference in the score was that goal that was scored in the first half by Daniel Brennan, and he was very important to his side's victory as well, chipping in with a couple of points towards the end, which sealed the championship title for them.